Most high school kids are not required to take more than 3 years of math and science, but some states believe that's not enough. Next month, Texas is expected to become one of the first states to require these two subjects in all 4 years of high school. Larry Schooler reports.
Sure, another year of math and science classes sounds rough, but 7th grader Josh Fabella isn't worried.
In high school, I wanted to do good. I wanted to do good so that I can be in a good college. I'm willing to do it. Jesus keep my head up.
Fabella stands outside his small house at the Booker T. Washington Terraces, an East Austin housing project. He wouldn't call math or science his favorite subject or his strongest. Fabella even admits it's hard for him to make it through each day now with his current course load at Keeling Middle School.
I fight with a lot of people, and when people get mad at me, they tell me, like, sometimes you're not going to be nothing. You know how people tell you that? Sometimes people tell me that, and the reason I do want to do it is to show them that I can do it, and I put it in their face that I can do it.
Fabella's close friend and mentor, Daniel Garza, looks on and nods in agreement. Garza dropped out of high school himself. He's now raising 5 kids while studying for his high school diploma at Austin Community College, or ACC. Garza doesn't want his kids to feel overwhelmed in school, but he's gained a new perspective since he started doing some of the same schoolwork.
I'm taking elementary math. We're not even doing pre-algebra yet, or algebra, and there's kids just graduating from high school in my classes, and they can't even do the work. They're not prepared.
That lack of preparation is costing the state of Texas upwards of $88 million in remedial education and millions more in lost wages per year, according to a recent study. Education officials don't want to spend that kind of money on the back end. They want to spend it on getting more students ready for college and high-paying jobs. Dr. Norman Chenvin thinks that's a sound investment. Chenvin is leading a task force on math and science at the Greater Austin Chamber of Commerce, whose members include high-tech companies who need graduates with stronger math and science skills.
This is not a quirky or off-base kind of idea, and it's not about making life difficult for people. It's really about aspiring to continue to grow and be strong and have a good economy.
Not everyone agrees. Amy Averett is executive director of Austin Voices for Education Youth, which builds community coalitions to improve schools. Averett's group is working aggressively to reduce local dropout rates, which by some estimates are nearly 50% for Hispanic and African American students. Averett says a more rigorous curriculum with more math and science may keep more kids in school by challenging them more, but only if it's done really well.
How are kids going to see that as relevant to their lives or to a career that they want to have? It can be a deal breaker if it's not there. I think that if you just put in the rigor, but you don't address the piece where they see the education is relevant, I think you're going to lose a lot of kids.
To that end, Texas will give students some choice in what science they take in their senior year, aquatic science, anatomy, and astronomy, to name a few. But Averett worries about how much more academic pressure students can absorb.
In your binder, open it up, brand new page, title, chapter 7, cells.
James Damon isn't too worried. Damon teaches 5 biology classes a day at Bowie High School in South Austin. He says his students can handle the added challenge.
They can work. They can do this. If we set the bar high, they'll climb up and jump over it. If we put it down low, they'll trip over it.
So far, the Texas legislature has budgeted about $275 per high school student, around $330 million, to raise that bar up higher. For NPR News, I'm Larry Schooler in Austin.